Chapter 5 Detective Inspector Fintan O'Rourke stood outside of the Burlington Hotel and pulled his coat around himself. A middle-aged couple, she in a no-doubt expensive evening gown and he in the obligatory tux, were hissing venom at each other at that volume that draws more attention than actual shouting would. D.I. O'Rourke stood to one side, trying not to be noticed, noticing.
"Would you stop showing me up, Dervla?" "Me? Showing you up? That's rich! How dare you!"
"Christ, you're always like this when you've had a drink."
"Oh, blame it on me, of course. It had nothing to do with you fawning over that hussy like some lovesick teenager. You're pathetic."
"Can we not discuss this here?"
"We can discuss it in court. If she wants you, she can have you, because I've had enough."
"Would you?"
Both parties stopped talking as the distinctive bulk of Commissioner Gareth Ferguson strode out the main doors, a pack of Wellington cigars already in his hand. The man smiled. "Commissioner?" He nodded back.
"Counselor, leaving so soon?"
The wife's not feeling well."
She nodded along enthusiastically.
"Sorry to hear that. Safe home, Dervla."
A taxi pulled up.
"Thank you, Commissioner."
The man held the door open for his wife.
"I won't be long, dear. You take care of yourself."
"I'll see you at home, darling."
And with that, she was gone, off to a life of quiet desperation via a bottle of gin. Her husband smiled at Commissioner Ferguson, who was now standing beside O'Rourke, puffing a cigar into life. He considered joining them, but veered off back through the hotel's front door when the Commissioner met his advance with a simple headshake. Commissioner Gareth Ferguson was a large and imposing figure of a man. 6'4", with an immense girth, he had the kind of presence normally exuded by heavy artillery. His voice could boom, when so moved, to the point that it could be heard 2 floors down, and his stare had been known to make grown men cry. The concierge, who had been standing behind O'Rourke to avoid being in the blast zone of the domestic squabble, now noticed he was getting a low-wattage version of the Ferguson stare, and scurried away out of earshot. The commissioner took a long drag on his cigar, and then blew the smoke up into the air.
"O'Rourke?"
"Commissioner?"
"Did I hear you ran another marathon there recently?"
"Yes, thank you, sir."
"Nothing in that statement was a compliment."
Ferguson gave O'Rourke the kind of look that made him feel like the last sausage at the butcher's.
"Do you know," continued Ferguson, "many would consider me a powerful man, a man who strikes fear into the souls of villains and Gardaí alike, as required."
O'Rourke shuffled his feet nervously.
"Yes, sir."
"Do you think, then, it would have an unduly positive effect on the morale of the country's criminal fraternity if they knew that my sainted wife has banned me from smoking my cigars inside any and all buildings that she's in?"
"Well, I..."
"Understand," said Commissioner Ferguson. "I don't mean rooms. I mean buildings. This hotel contains probably, 1,000 people right now? Many of whom are smoking. Almost all of whom are drinking. Not to mention droning on at one another, and in the case of at least one prominent minister who shall remain nameless, farting their way through a 5-course meal like a herd of nervous heifers at an abattoir. And yet, to enjoy one of my few indulgences, I have to step outside. The sheer injustice of it is galling."
O'Rourke said nothing, reckoning that he wasn't required for this part of the conversation. Ferguson took another deep drag and blew a couple of smoke rings into the Dublin night sky.
"Well," he said,
Was it him?
We're still analysing the crime scene, sir, and taking statements from the...
O'Rourke noticed that he was now on the end of the Ferguson stair.
Yes, we believe it was Tommy Carter and his crew. The level of sophistication involved, we seriously doubt that anyone else would have the capability.
You've been on these bastards for 6 months, Fintan, and you'd no idea this was coming.
O'Rourke took a breath to try and measure his tone.
No, sir. I knew this was coming. I just didn't know exactly what this would be. With all due respect, I told you as much 2 weeks ago. The problem we have is this crew are impossible to crack. Us knowing who they are doesn't seem to bother them in the least. They're tight, fiercely loyal, and they know what they're doing. Hell, seeing as two of them are ex-Army Rangers, we trained them to know what they're doing. As if all that wasn't enough, again, as I told you, the Clannavale estate is a nightmare. Tommy Carter runs it, and we can't get near.
Ferguson raised his hand.
All right, Fintan, calm down. I appreciate the difficulties. Tell me about the grenade.
They strapped it to the front window of the escort vehicle, sir, with an elasticated band around the car, taking the car completely out of commission and rendering the two officers powerless to do anything. If they tried to get out, lower a window, or even shoot through one.
We'd have been scraping them up for a week, finished Ferguson. Devilishly clever. The Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces is inside. I must compliment him on the quality of devious bastards his training is cranking out.
The keys had to be closed off for 3 hours while the device was made safe. Well, that's what we're telling the press.
Meaning?
It was a fake, sir. Albeit a very convincing one. The officers couldn't have known. Carter's crew has used live explosives in the past. The bomb squad was using the robot on it when...
Ferguson pulled the cigar from his mouth.
What?
It started laughing, sir. It contained a recording device and...
For Christ's sake, Fintan!
Sir.
And how come they had a picture of the driver's bloody child? They've clearly got inside help.
Undoubtedly, sir. Although we believe the photo was doctored.
What?
We're still checking. But we believe it was a school photo of the child holding a certificate. They altered it to be today's newspaper. Any parent is going to...
Yes, yes, said Ferguson. You're not the only one with kids, Fintan.
We think they must have known the work rotas for the drivers. I've got my people looking into it, and...
O'Rourke hesitated. This was the bit that needed to be handled with kid gloves.
About the route, sir.
Ah, yes, these so-called randomised routes that these vans are on to prevent precisely this. How did they get around that bit? Let me guess. Employed a bloody psychic?
No, sir. You remember the review of procedures that Deputy Commissioner Geraghty oversaw in the summer?
Yes, yes. I remember the argument the two of you had about the resources, too. You banging the table for more bodies for your investigation team, him for his protection team.
Well, after the job in Talisker, the one with the fake roadworks, the DC said escort vehicles had to scout the route beforehand to make sure there wasn't...
Ferguson turned his eyes to the heavens.
They followed the bloody escort car.
In a manner of speaking. Tracker, sir. The bomb squad found it on the escort vehicle as part of their checks. We've already found one on another of our cars and we're checking the rest.
Ferguson petulantly flicked the stub of his cigar into the nearby bushes.
They were tracking our own bloody cars. This is... Christ knows what the hell this is. But I'd imagine we're going to be a laughingstock in the press, that's for bloody sure. And Fintan, political animal that you are, I'm sure some journo somewhere has already got a whisper of the clash between yourself and the Deputy Commissioner.
I would urge you to remember that there is more than enough damage here to end two promising careers.
This isn't a turf war for me, sir. I just want to take these bastards down.
Ferguson raised an eyebrow.
How noble. Well played. I almost believed you. I don't suppose there are any silver linings to be found in this cloud of shit.
Actually, sir, there is one. The van. Ordinarily, it should have held about 600 grand on that run, but a counting machine broke down at the depot.
You're kidding me.
We're getting absolute confirmation, but for all their effort, they only got just shy of 38 grand.
A grin spread across Ferguson's face.
Oh me, oh my. It seems Mr. Carter and his boys are going to be having nearly as bad a night as we are.
Maybe worse, sir. If our intelligence is right, they had big plans for the money. We think they're now short and they might just be a little desperate. We might finally have an advantage.
Commissioner Ferguson pulled up the trousers of his dinner suit and belched loudly.
Well, out with it, Finton. What do you need?
Less of a what, sir, and more of a who.